This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Bob Hazelwood is joining us. He is from Barrington, and he also serves as the chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission. And Bob, the commission recently held their August meeting, and a lot on the agenda, but also looking ahead for the request for proposals process, too.
We had an opportunity to review what the type of areas that we'd like to go into for our requests. You know, the big things like, you know, animal nutrition that we deal with, that people might bring us a proposal. You know, we also deal with production side where, you know, we want proposals on disease resistance or a certain pest is bothering a certain part of the state that we need to be doing some research on.
It also covers the organizations that Kansas Soybean Commission are involved in, and that covers a lot of areas too.
Yeah, the Kansas Soybean Commission is involved in many different organizations, and you know, some of them are the U.S. Soybean Export Council, the United States Egg and Poultry Export Council, the National Biodiesel Board, World Initiative for Soy Health is another one that we deal with, and all these organizations are all promoting the use of soybeans, so that's, we all hope, all adds to the farmers of Kansas bottom line. Right now, we're going to be sending out, it's just a request for people to send in proposals, and then we will take those proposals up till about the 12th of October, and then we will have a quick meeting that we will go actually kind of weed out the proposals that we have gotten to find the ones that quickly feel that will meet our criteria, and then in December will be our big meeting where we will actually let the people requesting the funding come in and actually present their proposal, and we will make our decision at that time on what we will do for the coming fiscal year.
You also heard updates from the International Grains Program and Kansas State University.
We are a big supporter of International Grains Program. They do a lot to help bring in groups from other countries that are interested in using soy in their feed rations and, you know, human consumption also. So we always do a lot of work with them, so it's always good to get an update from them.
Oh, unless we forget, you also elect officers, too.
Yes, we elected officers again at the tail end of the meeting, and the officers, which was myself, would be chairman, Ron Oldie's vice chair, Raylan Phelan is treasurer, and Gary Robbins, secretary.
Bob, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
It's Bob Hazelwood, who serves as chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.